All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Favara podcast. So it's Dr. Favara. This episode will be reviewing the movie A Dog's Journey. It's a 2019 American comedy drama film directed by Galen Cusack and written by W. Bruce Cameron, Catherine Michonne, Maya Forbes, and Wally Wolodarski. It's based on a 2012 novel of the same name by Cameron and a sequel to the 2017 film A Dog's Purpose. It stars Josh Gad, Dennis Quaid, Marge Hilgenberger, Betty Gilpin, Kathleen Prescott, and Henry Lau. Let me go into this one. I'll review it, then I'll give my preview. Bailey, Novelli St. Bernard, South Australian Shepherd Mix, is happily with his owner, Ethan, and his wife, Hannah, and the two-year-old granddaughter, Clarity June CJ, and her mother, Gloria. Bailey communicating with the audience through his thoughts as a fondness for CJ. Gloria is shown to be an incompetent mother with a hatred for dogs, distrust of her dead husband, Henry's parents, and a mission with a singing career. Soon after, Ethan discovers a big lump in Bailey's stomach. The veterinarian's diagnosis is cancer. Gloria's suspicious nature leads her to move out with CJ. When she believes conditions worsen, Ethan calls the veterinarian to the barn where they prepare for euthanasia. He knows Bailey lovingly as she tells him to take care of CJ before he's lethally injected. Bailey, now dead, is seen running through a grassy field toward young CJ. Many years later, Bailey has been reincarnated as a female beagle named Molly, part of a litter of puppies who adopted it out until Molly and her family brother Rocky are left. She sees a young boy named Trent and his family adopting Rocky. She also sees a young girl with him who he recognizes as CJ, now 11 years old. Molly, remembering the promise made from Bailey to Ethan, runs outside to CJ. CJ is now living with her house with Gloria, takes Molly home with her, and hides her from her mother. Gloria eventually sees Molly and gets angry at CJ for getting the dog behind her back, but CJ persuades her mother to keep the dog given how neglected she feels. Reluctantly, Gloria allows her to adopt Molly. Over time, CJ and Molly grow increasingly close, along with Trent and Rocky. CJ, now a teenager, reveals to Trent that she wants to drop out of high school and move to New York with her father's insurance settlement to pursue a career in music. While CJ is busy, Hannah and Ethan visit Gloria's home with a box of Henry's old belongings, wanting to see CJ. However, Gloria, still angry over their discord, closes their door on them, but not before Molly takes a liking to Ethan, and he recognizes her as Bailey and reminds Molly of her request to protect CJ. CJ begins to date Shane, a Mr. Sub-employee whom Molly distrusts and tries to protect CJ from. Shane insists that they attend a party, which is busted by the police for underage drinking. Molly is separated from her and taken to a shelter. Trent retrieves Molly and reunites with CJ. CJ sends community service to a facility that teaches dogs how to detect cancer. Molly teaches herself how to signal she has smelled the scent. Shane assaults CJ, prompting her to dump him. Gloria responds nonchalantly to this and reveals that she spent all the money that CJ got from Henry, prompting CJ to leave angrily with Molly. Leaving town, CJ discovers that Shane is stalking her, and while trying to avoid him, CJ accidentally runs out the road, killing Molly. Afraid of getting arrested, Shane promptly frees the scene. Molly isn't shown running through the same grassy field as Bailey was earlier. Bailey again reincarnated, this time as a male English Mastiff named Big Dog. This is his new owner, Joe, and is a guard dog at a gas station / convenience store. He enjoys his new life. He misses CJ. One day, CJ, now a young adult, visits a store, and Big Dog recognizes and engages with her. After she leaves, he lives the rest of his life missing her and eventually dies of old age. He's then shown running through a grassy field again. Bailey, once again reincarnated, this time as a beaver terrier named Max, is at an adoption event in New York City. Trying to avoid being adopted by anyone until he can find CJ, he uses an aggressive, biting persona until he sees CJ and chases her to her apartment building. CJ is reluctant to keep Max, but she learns that if Max is adopted the next day, he will be put down. CJ is living with her boyfriend and working as a dog walker while aspiring to a musical career, but can't overcome her stage fright. She adopts Max, who befriends the boyfriend's dog. While CJ is returning a dog to a client after a walk, Max smells a familiar scent, leading CJ on a chase to the hallway, and he ends up at the door of an apartment newly rented by Trent and his girlfriend. He also realizes that Rocky has died. Max sends in that CJ and Trent have feelings for each other, intentionally misbehave, sabotaging CJ's relationship with her boyfriend, causing them to break up, her to move out of his apartment. After staying with various friends, Max pulls CJ toward Trent on the street, who offers to guest bedroom door to stand. Soon after, Max remembers learning how to diagnose cancer during Molly's life and signals CJ that he smells cancer on Trent. A doctor confirms the diagnosis and Trent begins chemotherapy. His shallow girlfriend leaves him, leaving CJ as his primary caretaker. Eventually, Trent's doctor informs him that he is cancer-free, and Trent's urging CJ accepts a meeting with Gloria after not seeing her in years. She has one with the dogs and gives CJ some of the contents that were in Henry's box, which Hannah and Ethan brought to her house during Molly's life. It's revealed to be letters that Henry wrote to Gloria while he was pregnant with CJ. These notes inspire CJ to write more songs and perform them in front of an audience, finally kicking off her music career. Trent then tries to repay CJ and Max for their help, so he takes them on a road trip to Hannah and Ethan's farm in Michigan. They reunite for the first time since Gloria stormed out with CJ during Bailey's life. Ethan immediately recognizes Max as Bailey. CJ is skeptical until Max performs a unique trick with Ethan that only Bailey would know. Ethan tells CJ that he asked dying Bailey to look after her, and CJ realizes that Bailey brought her and Trent together as adults and saved Trent's life, eventually leading her to understand that Bailey, Molly, Big Dog, and Max are all the same dog. CJ and Trent embrace their love for each other and eventually marry and have their first child, a boy. Claire reconciles with CJ, Hannah, and Ethan. Ethan dies in bed, surrounded by his family and with Bailey at his side. Bailey ages and dies as well, with CJ at his side. The movie ends with Bailey running through the grassy field, morphing back towards his previous incarnations before crossing the Rainbow Bridge and joyfully reuniting with Ethan in heaven. Bailey narrates that he got to love Ethan forever and as a reward for being a good dog throughout all his lives. Oh, man, that was, like, the saddest ending. I was, like, crying watching that. Seriously, this movie's going to sure get the tears, especially with the cancer stuff and the reincarnating at the end stuff. Great stuff. I recommend it. Peace of Peeps, everyone. This podcast recording Sunday myself, Shudanon, Rockstar Mind, and our producer, King Kyle. Peace of Peeps. Have a good one.